Hello, I'm Emily Angwin in Doha. These are the top stories on Al Jazeera. South Africa's daily coronavirus cases have doubled to more than 8,500. Most of the infections are thought to be from the Omicron variant. It has now been reported in at least 24 countries. The US is among the latest.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States. And as you know, we know, I've been saying it, and my colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying it, we know what we need to do to protect people. Get vaccinated if you're not already vaccinated. Get boosted if you've been vaccinated for more than 6 months with an mRNA or 2 months with J&J. And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
The Women's Tennis Association has suspended all its tournaments in China. The decision was made over concerns for the welfare of former doubles world number one Peng Shuai. She had accused a former vice premier of sexual assault. The WTA head said players and staff could face risks in China. The South Korean and US defense chiefs have met in Seoul to strengthen the decades-long military alliance between both countries. The meeting aims to counter China's growing assertiveness in the region and North Korea's nuclear threats. The United Nations says it needs a record $41 billion to meet global humanitarian needs next year. Officials say that's largely because of growing instability in Ethiopia, Afghanistan, and Myanmar. NATO is threatening Russia with economic sanctions if it uses any force against Ukraine. Concerns about a military build-up at the border dominated discussions in Latvia's capital, Riga. Russia backs separatists in eastern Ukraine. Uganda is deploying troops across the border into Democratic Republic of Congo as it battles an armed group. It follows airstrikes on Tuesday against the Allied Democratic Forces as part of a joint operation with the Congolese Army. And protesters in Iraq have rejected final results of October's parliamentary election announced on Tuesday. The Election Commission confirmed the winner is the bloc led by Muqtada al-Sadr.